The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara, Daf Chav Gimal. Today's daf is being studied. The Nishmat Avraham ben Esther wa Hashem Tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Miki ben Jamie. En la refanador refuat nefesh refuat aguf. Refuato kerbalabo bechen yirason venomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Ibaya, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Gemara begins Ibaya, that had a question in the Bet HaMidrash. O Fort Mai, is it permissible to leave a goy alone with Ofot, with chickens? We learned in yesterday's Gemara that you're not allowed to leave a goy alone with an animal because the goyim are hashudim on the revi'ah, and it's asur for them to make a revi'ah. And if you can leave them alone, you're going to transgress the sin of lifnei ived lo titem michshol. You're putting a stumbling block in front of the goyim. So the Gemara wants to know, does this apply as well to leaving them alone with chickens? Comes the Gemara and says, Hashem Adam Rav Yehuda Amar Shemuel Mishum Rabbi Hanina Ani Ra'iti. Says, I saw Oved Kochavim Shelakach Avaz Min Ashuk. He took a bird, a goose, from the market. Reva'a, he went with it. Hanaka, then he choked it to death. Sela'a, then he roasted it. Va'akala, then he ate it. Amar Rav Yirmiya Medifti. And he ra'iti Arabi ehad, so an Arab, shelakach yarech minashuk, took a vegetable from the marketplace, v'hakakba, and he made a hole in the vegetable, kedir vi'ah, to make it like a hole over there, in order to make a perversion with the vegetable, riva'ah, and he did it with the vegetable, selah, and then he roasted it, v'achala, and then he ate it. So you see over here that the goyim are hashudim on ofot as well. The avaz is like an of; it's the same thing. Okay. According to this girsa here, it's some of yarak and some of yarech. Yarech, so that would be like the thigh of the behema. And he made a hole in the thigh and also roasted it after, and then ate it. But you see over here clearly that there is a hashash by Ofot as well. Okay, now we go back to the subject that we asked on yesterday's daf. We had Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah clearly said that goyim are suspected for revi'ah. That that's why we cannot leave them alone with our animals. However, we saw a braita that said you're allowed to buy an animal from a goy in order to use it for a korban. Now, even though we're not allowed to use an animal that was violated, so how could you buy from them? I thought you said they're suspected for the vi'ah. So Rav already gave an answer on yesterday's daf, was on their own animals, they're not suspected. Because why? When you make a revi'ah on the animal, you ruin the animal, it becomes sterile. So therefore they're not suspected to ruin their own animal, but the animal that belongs to somebody else, they are hashud. So that was the first answer that we gave. Now we're going to give another answer to explain the difference between the Mishnah and the Braita. Rabina Amar Lakashya Ha Lechatechina Hadi'avad, which means that which the Mishnah said, that what, you can't let them alone with the animals, that's the Ketahina. But that with the brightest you can buy from them, that's Bidi'avad, which is the Ketahina. We don't leave them alone in the hotel with an animal, because we're worried that what, that maybe they'll have a vi'ah with the animal. However, Bidi'avad, now listen to the way that I'm explaining the Bidi'avad here. Bidi'avad, after already the animal is in the possession of the goy, well, he has the animal already, we're not choshesh that he makes the vi'ah, therefore you could buy the animal. So this b'di'avad is not a normal b'di'avad. clearly the Braita said you're allowed to buy animals from the green for Korbanot. That didn't say b'di'abad. It's mashma even lechatechila. And so the pshat is like this, that lechatechila, we don't leave animals with them alone. But b'di'abad, once they own the animal already, there is no problem for us to buy the animal. And therefore, we are not going to choshesh after the fact they have the animal already. We can buy, like it says, lochin mehin behemah lekorban, which is mashma lekatechila. Therefore, we could buy it lekatechila. Which comes out according to this answer of Ravina that if a Jew left this animal by a goy, the behemah is kashif lekorban. That would be nafkamina. But according to the answer of Rav, the behemah would be pesula, which is lekatechila. Don't keep your animal by the goyim. But the Avad, if it was by them already, to, then you're buying it for a Qurban, we're not Hoshesh. That's the answer of Ravina. So the Gemara says, Umina Timra, the Shani ben the Ketahila ben the Avad. Where do you see this Hiluk? The Ketahila, don't keep them along with the animals. But with the Avad, if they have it already, you could buy it. Where do you see this Hiluk? Ditnan, because if you continue in our Mishnah, Lo Titiachet Isha Imbahim, Mepnesh Hashudim Al Arayot. We said, a lady should not be alone with the goyim because they're suspected on the gilui arayot. Urminu, but we have a contradiction from Mishnah. We know the Masechet Ketubot, Haisha shenichbesha bidei ovdei kochavim. A lady that was taken in captivity or she was incarcerated by the goyim. Al yedei mamon. Let's say she owed money to the goyim, so they took her. They tied her up. They took her. Muteret lebaala. When she comes out of this incarceration, she's permissible to her husband. And we don't suspect that what? That maybe they went with her. Which is, even if she's the wife of a Kohen, and the wife of a Kohen, even if she's raped, she's forbidden to her husband. So the Hadush of it, even if she's the wife of a Kohen, she still would be permissible to her husband because we don't suspect that the Goy went with her. However, Ayyadin Fashot, if let's say they captured her because she's guilty of death, Asura leba'ala. Then once she comes out, she's forbidden to her husband because we choshesh that maybe the goyim went and did something there and they raped her. Also, what do you see from over here? That if it's for money, she's permissible to her husband. That shows you what? That they're not hashud on arayot. Our Mishnah said a lady can't be alone with a goy because they're hashud on arayot. But you see from this statement over here that if a lady gets taken into captivity by a goy for monetary reasons, she's kasher to her husband. You don't suspect that they're hashud on arayot. So make up your mind. Ela lav shma'mina, and we make the same chiluk. Shani lan bin lechatechila l'di'avad. Which means, the Mishnah that said asur, that was lechatechila, that a lady should not be mityached with a goy, because maybe he's going to go with her. However, b'di'avad, if she was with him, and then in the situation that we said, we could assume that what? He did not do it. So you see the same chiluk within the lechatechila and b'di'avad. And then we'll say the same thing with the animals. Lechatechila, don't leave the animal with the goy. But if he has the animal already by him, that is be permissible to buy it for a korban. So you see this concept of lechatechila and b'di'avad. So Gemara says, Mimai, who told you that this concept that the goy is suspected on bi'ila that he's going to go with the girl, it's only lechatechila? Dilma le'olam emalak afilu di'avad nemelo. Maybe even b'di'avad, really. If a Jewish was with a goy, even with the Abba, we're going to say he's suspected. The reason why we let the lady back to husband, because he's worried that if he goes with her, he's not going to be able to get paid. The husband's not going to pay the debt. That's why he doesn't go with her. Teda, diktari sefa, you did it for shut asura lebala. But if it's, let's say, for a death penalty that she's guilty for that, they're not scared to have a bi'ah with her. So you see what? When there's no efsid mamon, he's suspected. Ve'tu la midi. And that's it. Nothing more to be said. And therefore, it's for sure that. And if we have no ra'ayah from the case of the bi'ah, that is a lechatechila b'di'avad. Really, I'll tell you, the goy is always suspected to going with the Jewess. And if a Jewess is with a goy alone, it's suspected. The only reason why, in the case of mamonot, that we say no, because there's a reason, it's an underlying reason. He doesn't want to be out with her, because if he has be out with her, he's going to lose his money. So that's why you cannot bring it a ayah between the chetayla and b'di'avad.
Okay, comes the Gemara, now gives another answer. Rapedat amar la kasha. Rapedat says, no question. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. No answer. Our Mishnah that said what the goyim are suspected to go with the animals, that's following Rabbi Eliezer. The Braita that said you could buy animals from the goyim, no problem for the korban, that's following the shita of Rabbanan. Ditnan, gabe parat hatat by the paraduma. Rabbi Eliezer omer ena nikahat min avdei kuchavim. Rabbi Eliezer says you can't buy a paraduma from the goyim. Takami matirim. Now what's the machloket? My naba kame palge. Rabbi Eliezer says haishina nirbi'a. So you choshed that maybe the goy went with the para, and therefore it's considered like a moom, and therefore you're not allowed to buy such an animal. The rabbanan sabri lo haishina nirbi'a. We're not choshesh. Oh, and therefore the Mishnah that said that we suspect the goyim for this thing, that's going like Rabbi Eliezer. But the Braita that says you can buy from the goyim, that's going like Rabbanan. So therefore a simple answer. The Braita has a different opinion. It's the opinion of the rabbis that are not suspecting goyim to do such a thing. So Gemara says, Mimai, who told you to explain the machlok of my paradum? I like that. Dilma dekule alma la chayshina nirbi'a. Maybe I'll tell you, nobody, even a bidi ezed, is not choshesh nirbi'a. Ne'acha aynu ta'ma nirbi'a ezed. And I'll tell you the reason why the bidi ezed by paradum as mahmir, kedrav yudah marav, tamar yudah marav, hiniyach alea udash shel sakin. That if the guy, the owner of the paraduma, put on, let's say, a bundle of empty sacks that were all tied together, pisala, it's already pisula. That's considered putting a load on the back, and therefore it's already a problem. Which means any yoke or load that's on the back of the paraduma, like it says, ashelu ala alea ol. So we hear the chintush is that any type of thing, even empty sacks that there's nothing in it, that's really no hashivut at all. Doesn't matter. So therefore, according to that opinion, like Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, even empty sacks is considered a load. And when it comes to the egla arufa, it's not enough. You have to actually pull the animal. It's got to walk a little. Now, mor sabar haishina. So to be the ayazan that says you can't buy paraduma from the goyim, nothing to do with the vi'ah. Really, we don't suspect them to go with the animals. But what? The suspicion over here is that maybe he puts a load on the animal. Maybe he puts some empty sacks on the animal. And the rabbi said, don't suspect such a thing. And therefore, they say it is indeed, okay, maybe we can bring the machloket like that. But a goy is not going to do that. That's the rabbi's opinion. The goy is not going to put any load on the animal because he doesn't want to lose out on the paraduma. And maybe the guy just suspects. Gemara says, no. Lo sal kadatach. No, but nobody would ever think that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Mishum niha purta lo mafsi tuba. For a small ana'a, putting some sacks on the back of a paraduma, you think he's going to lose a lot? He's not going to take such a risk to put some sacks on the back of an animal and then lose the customer from buying a paraduma, and therefore must be, we go back to the other reason. Reason is because Rabbi Eliezer suspects that he must have went with the animal. So what do you mean? Hakaname, lema mishum hana'a purta lo mafsi tuba. For a little hana'a of having be out with an animal, he's going to lose out on the price that he can fetch for a paraduma. Gemara says, hatam yitzro tokpo. When it comes to the vi'ah with the animal, his yetzanara controls him. And therefore, he can't control himself. And therefore, even at the cost of losing the sale of the paraduma, he will go with the animal. So therefore, we have found, according to Rapedat, a third answer to our question. That what really the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer, that's choshesh for the goyim of Revi'ah. Just like we see by paraduma, you can't buy paraduma from a goy. Hashenken, the bright, that it was matir, that's following the rabbi's opinion. Hans Gevran says, no, who told you to learn like that? Maybe I'll tell you both Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer are not choshesh that the goy is going with the animal. Achainu tamad Rabbi Eliezer kedetani shila. Like we learned, detani shila. My tamad Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? דבר אל בני ישראל ויקחו אליך. So the pasuk says, speak to the Jewish people, ויקחו אליך, you should buy a פרה אדומה. So the Gemara learns like this, בני ישראל יקיחו. Yakihu means to sell. That you can only buy the פרה אדומה from Israel. They sell it then. Avdeku chavim yakihu, but they don't sell. And then for different reason, nothing to do with hashashot. It's got to do with, you're not allowed to buy a פרה אדומה from the goyim, because the pasuk is read, the b'nei b'nei yisrael v'yikru elecha v'yakihu elecha, they should sell you a פרה אדומה. So that the Gemara says, impossible. Lo salka datach. I would never think that that's the reason, diktani sefa. Because the sefa of that Mishnah says, v'chein haya rabbi Eliezer posel b'chol ha-korbanot kulam. Not only פרה אדומה. Rabbi Eliezer says you can't buy any korban from a goy. And if you tell me the reason is like Shila said, because you only can buy from Jews, by para it says that b'nei said v'yikru. So we make the drasha that what v'yikru v'yakihu, that they sell. But the move with the logic by all other korbanot. It doesn't say the word kiha by other korbanot, and still the b'nei says that you can't buy from a goy. Ela must be that the reason is because they are hashud for revi'ah, because they are suspected for going with the animal. The Gemara accepts that that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds, that a goy is hashud for revi'ah. So now the Gemara can go on the other opinion. The other opinion was the rabbis. The rabbis is going to say why you could buy a paraduma from a goy, because you don't suspect that he's going to go with the animal. It's because of a dilma. עד כאן לא פליג רבנן עלה דרבי אליעזר אלא בפרה לדמיה יקרין אבל בשאר קורבנות מאוד עולה. Maybe the rabbis that said you can buy a פרה אדומה from a goy, it's only because it's a פרה אדומה and it's very expensive, therefore the goy is not going to go with the animal because he doesn't want to be mafsid, the animals want to lose the sale. Maybe by other animals that are not so expensive, who said that the rabbis will agree that you can buy other korbanot? Maybe the machlokes is only by paraduma. Who said that the rabbis will agree to other korbanot that you could buy from a goy? Maybe you have to suspect that indeed they were nirbi'u. Yamara says, ve'ela, if you're going to learn like that, ha'detanya, the braita that said, lokhin mehem behema lekorban, you could buy animals for korbanot from the goyim. Mani, who is the author? Lord Bili Ezer ve'lor banan. Then you have an authorless braita. If you tell me that even the rabbis agree that by other animals you can't buy from the goyim, so then the braita doesn't have an author. Not only that, ve'od tanya behedya. We have a beferush braita. What does it say? Mai otivu lehavrohi, which means what did the rabbis, havrohi is the friends of Rabbi Eliezer. Mai otivu lehavrohi Rabbi Eliezer, which means when the Rabbi Eliezer ruled that a behema of a goy is pasul for a korban, what did the rabbis answer them back? Kol son kedar yekadsu lach. They called it a pasul from Yeshaya. All the sheep of the kedar. Kedar is the Arabs. Ya'alu, write the text in the pasuk. Ya'alu al ratzon mizbehi. It'll go and be accepted by mizbeah. Now kedar is from Bnei Ishmael. And still what does it say? That we're going to buy korbanot from Kedar, and it's going to go on the Mizbeah. And that was the claim that Achimim had against Rabbi Eliezer. I said, how are you saying that you cannot buy korbanot from the Goyim? We got a pasuk in Yeshaya that clearly says you're going to buy it from the Arabs, from Bnei Ishmael. And therefore, you see what, that really the rabbis held by all korbanot, not only the para aduma. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back. And the Gemara analyzes this deen of the paraduma. Ad kan lo peligi ela b'hashasha. Which is this machlok going to be in the Eisen. And Chachemim, can you buy a paraduma from a goy or not? That's talking about, you don't know what the goy did. Do you have to suspect or not? So according to the Rabbi Eliezer, you got to suspect that he went with the animal. According to the Chachemim, you don't got to worry about it. Aval, but, echa devadai rabah. Pasla, but you know for sure the goy indeed went with the paraduma, no question over there. For sure, it indeed, the animal is pasul. And the question is, why is it pasul? So Gemara says, Shmami, now we can learn from here, de para koche mizbeyahi. But the para aduma has a deen of kedushat mizbeyah. Its sanctity is like the sanctity of a korban. And just like a korban is pasul b'ribi'ah, so too para aduma, even though it doesn't go on the mizbeyah. That's the chidush. Which is, even though the para aduma is really not something that's put on the mizbeyah, but its status is like kochim mizbeyah, and kochim mizbeyah has a status that what? It is pasul with ribi'ah. Ti'i kochim b'dekabayit. Because if you just would tell me that it is a bit of a bayit status, that what? Meaning it was sanctified for its value, to bring its value to the Beit HaMikdash, or for the maintenance of the Beit HaMikdash, but not for the Mizbeach. Mi mifsal naba revi'ah. There's no psul by revi'ah by kochem Beit HaKabayit. So therefore, you see what? Because kochem Beit HaKabayit, the way that she explains, goes on everything. It goes on stones, it goes on and everything. And therefore, if an animal was designated on Kedushat Beit HaKabayit just as a donation for the maintenance of the Beit HaMikdash, we know it's going to be only something that's designated for the Mizbeach. So you have to say that Parah Aduma, even though it's not put on the Mizbeach, but we give it a status like it is Kochem Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, who told you? Really, I can tell you Parah Aduma is the lower level of Kedushat Beit HaKabayit, and still is Pasul for the Vi'ah. Shani para the chatat kariya rachmana. The Torah says on the paradma leme nida chatat hi, and therefore it calls it like a korban chatat. So therefore, since the Torah refers to like korban chatat, so then we give it that type of status. Simply chatat means meaning from lashon hitui, which is it purifies. However, we also can say that the chatat over here is like it's dome to a korban hatat, which means really legabe other things a paradum has a din of kochem beit kabayit. In the sense, you can make pidyon, which means on beit kabayit items you make pidyon even without a blemish. So to a paraduma, you can make pidyon from this paraduma even without a blemish. And also on when you assess it, kochem beit kabayit has to be standing at the time of the assessment. And also, there's other laws that apply as well. However, the law of Rivi'ah, the Torah says Chatati, and therefore we're going to say that it's like a Korban Chatat in the sense that Rivi'ah is going to be Pasul. So you have no Raya. We don't tell you the Paradamas Kochem Beit HaKabayit, but since the Torah calls it Chatat, so we treat it as such. Ela Me'ata. Oh, according to that, Tipasel Beyotze Dofen. Which means, if let's say the paraduma was born Yotzei Dofen, Caesarean birth, according to that, the paraduma should be pasul, because we know that Yotzei Dofen is pasul for korbanot, because the pasuk says Shor Ochesev Oez Ki Yivaled. Ki Yivaled means it's born in the normal way. The Gemara's Doresh Prat to Yotzei Dofen, which is once already you're telling me that we're treating the paraduma like a korban. So we should say that what if a paraduma was born Caesarean, that they split the stomach open and took it out, it should be pasul. Maybe you'll tell me, yeah, it is pasul. Alama, but why we have a bright that says Tanya Higdisha biyotze dofen pesula. If you made the paraduma from yotze dofen from a Caesarean and you made it, you sanctified it. One rabbi says pesula. Then a bishim on makshir. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's okay. Rabbi Chitema, Rabbi Shimon, the Tamit. So maybe you'll tell me, don't bring me a question from Rabbi Shimon. He follows his reasoning. The Amar Yotze Dofen Vlad Me'ev Yahu. He holds by a woman that gives birth, that not only a natural birth brings the lady to Tum'ah, but he held that even a Caesarean birth brings the lady to Tum'ah. He had extra words in the parashah to learn that. So maybe you'll tell me, don't bring me from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, we know he holds all cesareans, even by human beings, it's considered a birth. That she says, Vlad me'aliyahu b'masekat nidah yotzeh dofen en yosvim alav yemit tumah. V'yemit tarah. According to the first rabbi, if it's a cesarean birth, she doesn't have to sit the days of tumah and the days of tarah. V'en hayimim alav korban nidah, nor does she have to bring a korban after her procedure. Rabbi Shimon omer hareu ki yilut. It's like a regular birth. And he brings in just tumah shivah for a zakar and 14 days for a nekevah and the whole korban business and all that. So maybe you'll tell me, don't bring me from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a famous shita that's a Syrian birth instead of a regular birth. You're right, but he doesn't agree that but he agrees by korbanot that it's not kadosh. Which means for korban to be kadosh, it has to be a natural birth. So if that's the case, how could you tell me that paraduma is a din of hatat? At the same time, Rabbi Shimon says that if you sanctify the paraduma, that was a cesarean, it's kadosh. So the Gemara says, you're right, we have to give a different reason. The other reason why, if the para was nirbi'a, why it's pesula. Till now we thought the reason why if the para was nirbi'a, because we're treating it like a hatat. Now we fell off that reason. Because if you're going to treat it like a hatat, then we shouldn't be able to sanctify a cesarean one. And the Bishop says you can. So it's Ela Shani Para is the answer. Ho il umum poselba devar erva ba'avodazara name poselba. So it was like this. Para Duma is different than any other pedekabayats. Why? Ho il umum poselba. It says Bifrush Natura. Asher en ba'mum. So number one, it has a status of specialty that cannot have a blemish. Devar irva, and also irva, if let's say it was nirva, that somebody went with it, ba'avodah zara, or let's say somebody designated the paraduma fa'avodah zara, or actually worked it, nameh posel ba is also posel in it, which means the reason why a parad that was nirbi'az pisura for a paraduma is not because the paraduma is considered kochim is bayah. Really, I'll tell you, paraduma is totally kochim is gabayit. And what? It's not because it's called hatat, because it's not compared to korban hatat. And the reason is because that any item that a mum is poselba, like a paraduma, so then arayot and avodah zara also is poselba. Therefore, since it clearly says in the Torah that a mum is posel a paraduma, so the rule is if a mum is posel, so then Arayot also is posel, and Avodah Zarah designation is also posel. Dashi. Look at the Dashi. 1, 2, 3 lines down after they get white. Lo tema de ta'ma de mifslab birbi'a mishum de hatat kari anachmana. Not because it's called hatat. Elahainu ta'ma da fagav de kochem et kabayit. It is kochem et kabayit. Ho ilu mum posel ba kedichtiv asher embo mum. So then, Dabar Ayrba, which is Nirba, Avdak Chavim Kod Mukse, we designated it, Venehabab Simbad, Etkish Hashchata Lemum, because we have a Hekesh. It's going to say the word Mum next to the word Hashchata. Hashchata means perversion of Arayot. So therefore, anything that's subject to the laws of Mumim is subject to the laws of Hashchata, which is Arayot, and therefore, Paraduma, that's subject to the laws of Mum, is also indeed subject to this law as well. So now it says in the Pasuk, how do we know? Dichtiv, it says by korbanot, ki moshchatam bahem mumbam. It says the word moshchatam. Moshchatam literally means they were sanctified. However, we're learning over there moshchatam lashon hashchata. So the Gemara says, v'tara de b'Rabbi Ishmael, kol makom shnemar hashchata. Whenever you see corruption or hashchata, destruction, eno ela devar erva ve'avodah zara. It's referring to a perversion of erva, hashchata, destruction of erva, or a destruction of avodah zara. Devar erva dechtiv ki yishrit kol basar et kol haaretz. That's by Noah. It says the whole society became corrupted. And what was the hashchata? We know with arayot. So therefore, it says moshchatam bam by the korbanot. If they're subject to the laws of hashchata, avodah zara dechtiv pen tashchitut v'asitem nachem pesem. And then when the Torah says, "Lo takribu mikol ele, ki moshchatam b'hem mumbam," the pasuk is coming to tell you, any behemah that was nirba, or worked for avodah zara, it's going to be pasul. Gemara says, "Ve'ay para namem." The para also hoil umum posel bas. Since we know it's subject to the laws of mumim, right? So you cannot have a baal mum. So devar erva avodat kuchavim pasli bas. So also erva avodat kuchavim is also going to be posel. And that is the final answer according to the Bishimon. The quintess answer para domas kedushat be de kabayit, and therefore. Normally, by korbanot, yotzei dofen is pasul. Masheen ken by kochet paraduma, it's kasher yotzei dofen. It's a Syrian because it's really considered kochet bet kabayit. And still, nirbat is pasulat because the gezrat katu that para has to be complete without any mum. And we have a rule that anything that's subject to mum is subject to the perversion of ridi'a moshatam mumba. And therefore, that's why it is asur, according to that reasoning, that if you know for sure the paraduma was nirba by the goy, so for sure it's going to be pesula. Okay, that is the Gemara.